Hey guys, so it's your boy Marshall. Yeah, quick disclaimer, guys. Please do not be offended by the views and/or opinions of this podcast. It's just banter. After all, we're just four lions trying to make a living in this diaspora. Okay, wear your mask, guys, and stay safe.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. This is the Pride Podcast. I'm Nash.
Marshall Otsbiwa.
Melvin.tk.
In the building.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. And today we do have a special guest. Please do say hi to Amanda.
Hi, everyone. It's your girl, Amanda.
It's Amanda in the house.
Amanda. Anyways, right. So, what is going on? What is the going of the on, Melvin? What's up?
Yo, man, nothing. Yo, it's been hectic, man. It's been a tough week. It's been rough. Now I'm getting into exams. So yeah, ish. It's tough, man. I'm glad to hear that you're done.
Hey,
that's nice.
Guys, me, I'm done. And I only open next year in March, guys. Can we please just discuss this? March, guys. What am I gonna do for 4 months, guys?
Get a job.
Yeah, no, I'm finna getting a job. I want to get shoots now. Like, now I need to do some photo shoots.
What's happening with Tamara?
I was doing my A levels, and as for what I'm doing with my time, I have no idea. The only thing I know for certain is that I'm getting my driver's license before the end of this year.
When you get your license, I'll say to you, welcome to the club of having a driver's license. Having your license, guys, is the best thing ever.
Uber gang all the way, Raymond.
Yeah, no. Us, we're the Uber gang, the sister gang, the mom gang, the daddy gang, the taxify gang, we're all up in there. Taxi gang also, you know, we don't discriminate.
You know, deep things, man. And Marshall, what's up? What's up with you on your side, my guy?
Nah, bro, we just been cruising, bro. Also done with exams, so that's a plus.
That's proper. What are the topics for today, my guy?
On the international space, Raymond just told me about this hand, bro. Blessing Chitapa, like she won the Voice UK. Hand from Zim, bro.
Okay.
So yes.
Wait, this moment, guys, to vent and to express my anger. I'm still angry that no one hyped up the situation. If this happened to an SA Han, bro, you'll be seeing hashtag Limpopo Shine, hashtag what.
But that's true.
I'm disappointed in the whole Zim gang.
What TV show is this on?
The Voice.
The
UK.
Voice UK. Does anyone here in SA watch The Voice UK?
I'm angry at all Zimbabweans at the moment, but it's fine.
Me, I didn't know.
But I kind of understand. Stance though, because think about it. If it was any other person, you'd have hyped it up, man. Like, the problem is, why don't you guys hype it up?
I'm still not agreeing because
we didn't know what we're supposed to say.
Not everyone watches The Voice UK. Do you watch American shows?
Okay, wait. For me, it's kind of like I don't even watch TV, I don't even watch Idols. Like, you see, Idols, the only part of Idols that I watch actually is the wooden mic, and that's because I just like laughing at those people. I think it didn't catch waves because people didn't care.
It's an international show, not everyone has access to watch it.
It's not even that.
Even if you don't have access to watch it, if it was trending on Twitter, you'd have made an effort to actually go look for her, go follow her, go listen, like watch the videos or something. But the thing is, it didn't even trend, so you didn't even make an effort. That's the problem. You guys didn't make it trend.
Okay, but sometimes it takes a while for someone to get noticed and given the recognition that they deserve. So give your Zim people like a few minutes.
Just give them time to catch up. But I also feel like in Zim we have bigger problems.
Like, are we really going to start saying people should watch international shows and they don't even like electricity?
No. It wasn't even about watching. Because look, I asked like almost all my Zoom contacts, right? When I actually put it on my status, these people were all out here. Oh, you didn't know? I'm like, yeah, I didn't know. Why weren't you guys hyping up the situation? None of them, dude.
No, but it's facts. It's facts. James, you should do better. This is coming from Melvin.
You should do better. And when I...
Now, you see, now that I know about it, I'm hyping it up, bro. I'm out here posting. James should go, you know, follow, like, whatever you want to do.
Melvin posted. And for posting, Melvin, you're a boy. All I'm saying. Zim gang. Represent Zim gang.
But anyways, other than that, though, there was other local drama. In fact, this happened on a Friday, the EFF thing. Did you just see what was happening?
What happened?
The whole EFF in Brackenfell, bruh. Hey, Raymond was out here linking me up.
What is going on? Please, someone explain.
Okay.
Yeah, please and thank you.
It's not even that deep, because, you know, is it called Red Friday?
Yeah, Red Friday.
Yeah, so EFF basically every Friday they just, you know, they just trying to make movements. So this week they were in Brackenfell, yeah, basically fighting racism wherever it is.
Uh huh.
So that's just the beef, but you know it was a bit violent, so that's why it was more hyped.
May have a problem. Did you see the white kid, bro?
The white kid. Yeah, I saw him. This white kid, I forgot what his name is, but you guys will have to watch the video. But he's basically, he's white, first of all. He's white. Hey,
it wasn't mentioned before, but okay.
Yeah, no, he's very white at that.
He's very white.
So, basically, he's basically part of the EFF. He's an EFF member.
Uh-huh.
He said he joined when he was 18. So he was with the EFF in the community. I'm gonna summarize what he was saying, but he was basically saying, no, you know, us as the EFF, we're not doing enough. You know, these are just poor white people. There's a poor white community. We need to go to the Houghtons. We need to go to where the real generational wealth really is and get rid of the wealth that these white people have conjured over the years.
No ways, you lie.
Kids got balls, bruh. Kids got balls for days. Raymond, what's your biggest problem with this kid? Is the problem because he's white and he's going against white people, or because he's white and he's part of the EFF?
Just go watch the video, guys. It just didn't sit well with me. Okay, first thing, he's white. You know? I'm not bashing white people.
No, relax.
Panel,
well,
guys.
He didn't say anything bad about white people. Yes. He just said this boy is white.
His grandpa was basically a DA leader, and he was basically saying the DA is a white monopolist party, bashing the DA there. So the biggest problem I had with this is that, I don't know. I've never ever heard a white person saying this about their own people.
So it was a bit weird. I don't know. With you.
Yeah, I don't know whether to like support and be like, yo, retweet, or to be like, nah, it's not genuine. I don't know.
He's basically Uncle Ruckusing white people from Boondocks. If you guys know Boondocks, you guys know about Uncle Ruckus.
Tapio knows this stuff, bro. But I think also, can you really trust his loyalty if he's going against his own people? Like,
it's kind of like, you know what it is, it's kind of like, let's say you meet somebody, you and this somebody start getting along, it's nice, it's cozy, you guys, you catch feels for each other. When I am single, this somebody is in a relationship, and they tell you, Mina, I'm in a relationship, but I'm not happy, I want you, you make me happy, and they tell you all that lovey-dovey nonsense. This person now leaves their person, right? And they now come to you. Now you, as the person who's there with this person, who basically left someone else for you, and they were cheating on their partner with you, they were using you as the cheating mechanism, quote unquote. Do you trust that person to stay loyal to you?
Yeah.
That's basically what this white kid is busy doing.
Okay, first of all, I need to go watch the video for myself to hear the context and the tone of voice in which he was saying all of these things.
Because
Raymond also just summarized. But it's coming from a place of privilege. he's privileged enough to have seen his people and how they thrived off of Black people suffering, and to now come in and say, no, we need to dismantle this whole system. Like, we can't keep on feeding the white man and making mm-hmm. him rich. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm on the same wavelength as Raymond, that it's not sitting right with me. Like, why is he the one speaking?
I didn't watch the video, so I can't even say, I can't even ask this question, but I'm going to ask it anyways. Né? Is this guy being genuine, or is he just chasing clout?
You really can't tell, bro.
We can't assume that he's chasing clout. I didn't watch the video. Maybe in the video he's genuinely looks like he is, but from my point of view, like, he might genuinely be a concerned citizen trying to help the Black community, but the Black community is so afraid or just deluded that we just see this white guy as Marshall, an enemy.
It's, when he's genuinely, it's not that us Black people were afraid. Under the what is it? The same hashtag. just scroll down there. There was a white man who got beaten, Doug. Just watch the video. It was a mess.
Really?
It was a mess. But I see that the whole relationships thing came out. This is based off what I went through this week. Right.
Hey, who played you, my boy?
Oh, actually, now okay, now it sounds really sad. It didn't happen to me. It didn't happen to me. Let's start there. Let's start there. It didn't happen to me.
Okay.
But you know, one of the boys. This is for one of the boys.
Okay.
Now we're talking first dates. Let's just dissect the whole first dates topic. How much are you guys willing to spend, and where are you willing to take
first date
your boyfriend or girlfriend?
First date, and I'm being serious with this person. I'm not playing games.
Let's say that.
It doesn't depend on your budget, kind of like. Also, how serious are you with this hand? There are hands that you can take to McDonald's. There are hands that you can take to a restaurant. It's different.
There's levels to this game.
Okay, but.
Nah, I still want to say, bro.
Brenda's very upset by this topic. She's going to get quiet.
I really am. I'm hearing these comments and now I'm being turned off. No, but if you genuinely like
this. No, girl, exactly. Like, that's the point. If you genuinely like her, you will take her to
the place. I feel like fast food restaurants should not be a setup for a date. Fast food restaurants, if it has a drive
through, what if it's inside
you can't go there for a date.
And inside the mall, they have McDonald's.
No.
Explain your ideal date, Amanda.
Honestly, I'm pretty simple. I just want a picnic.
Picnic?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
probably. And you don't have to dish out a lot of money. I'll tell you my favorite snacks. You get a blanket. We go sit under a tree. We're done. Yeah, talking.
But I feel like
food.
Black men are not that romantic.
You've never watched a Nigerian movie then, my friend. Those guys, they don't care.
What's Nigerian movie?
Oh, you don't know
Bruh, let me explain to you what one black guy did. I know this guy, a friend of mine. He was dating this hun for a birthday. A star. And you dare say black men are not romantic.
You wonder who
bruh,
that
nah.
is.
And she cheated on him, bruh.
Tragic.
Of course, you had to mention that.
Why is this man buying a star? Like, of all things, a star. Like, which star does he look up and say, I bought you a star? Like,
I won't
no.
be able to touch it.
Nah.
Because black men are romantic.
Buying stars is not romantic, dog. It's just trying to flex your budget when you're actually on a low budget.
Thank you. I agree with that. If a guy were to get me a star, I wouldn't, like, what am I going to do after that?
You're going to know that you're the star. If a girl bought me a star, I'll be crying.
I'd rather get, like, a bracelet with my name on it.
Nah, at the end of the day, look, this hun cheated after getting a whole star. Ah, guys, it's fine. That's a red flag.
Nah, but you see, Marshall never really told us the whole story.
Ah, let me tell you the story. The guy was a decent man. I know this guy personally. He's my best friend. He's never cheated.
You're asking for a friend also.
So, yeah, he didn't do anything. She cheated on him with the best friend.
You know, they say your boyfriend introduces you to your husband. I could be dating you, but maybe I'm meant to be with your friend. Like,
you're just a gateway.
But from the get-go, she's like, oh, so this guy's gonna give me the ticket to Andrew.
That's rough. That's rough.
But James, on that note, what would be a relationship ender? Like, what would be like this? Nah, it's done. It's over.
I don't know, man. I think it's also because I'm just a very forgiving person. Okay, no, I'm lying. I'm not very forgiving. Like, it's very weird. Like, if you do me wrong and you don't understand why you did me wrong, then that for me is like, ah, bro, come on, you know, I'm bouncing, you know, I can't forgive you for that because you don't understand why you're wrong or how you've hurt me. But if you've understood what you've done and you want to work on it, you know, I'm willing to put that in, né? But it also depends on what the situation was. So I think something that can really be like, it's an immediate breakup is catching my girl with another guy doing things, you know. Like, if I just found out she was cheating and I catch her in the act, you know, then for me, it's like, yo, rough, and I'm bouncing, you know.
Why do I feel like everyone's going to say cheating?
I'm not going to say cheating.
Nash, you're for the streets and cheating is your red flag.
No. It's not a double standard. It's not a double standard. I'm single and I'm not dating anyone. Who am I being loyal to?
How is that a double standard? No, I'm agreeing with Nash. It's not a double standard. Currently, it's really not.
I don't like the fact that currently you're cool with it, right? You're cool with being for the streets. And then later on, you're like, nah, if you're going to be for the streets. But what about all these hands that you're playing streets with? Like, Google Maps with all these hands?
You're not understanding the story. You're not understanding the story.
If he told
right them. Now, I'm young and I'm broke. So me, I belong to the streets, dog. I'm housing, I'm meeting people, I'm doing my own things. That's the story. But now, when I've now established myself properly and I have a good foundation with myself, and I'm now like, now I want to start doing serious relationships, I'm not going to belong to the streets anymore. I'll start saying, okay, I now want to calm down in Yana. I want to have a serious thing with somebody, you know, that sort of thing. Then by then, If I'm like that now, right, and now I date this person and I find that they're cheating on me, I'll just be like, ah, dude, it's aight. Cause me, it's like, it's a relationship, dog. It's simply just a relationship, you know. So it's just that, bruh. Like, now I'm single, dog. Who do I have to be loyal to? Tell me.
Nah, no one.
It's God first, then the streets, dog.
Cool. I understand. What about Tammy?
Going to say hide, but I wouldn't be in a relationship with the person point.
Whoa. That's very toxic.
Okay, it's not toxic, but it's toxic. Here's why. As a girl, I feel like as a girl, you can say that. You can say, no, I don't want a guy shorter than me. I want a guy to look like this. But let one of us niggas saying we don't want a big girl. Yo!
Okay. When it comes to this, I think it's okay for you to have a preference.
Okay.
Where I would find a problem with your preference is if you make sure that every single person you go for fits into your preference. Like, let's say you meet a person on the internet. You don't see their pictures, whatever. You just start texting them, calling, whatever. You fall in love with their personality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on paper, she's everything you want. Then you see her and you see, oh no,
it's catfish.
She's a big girl. I don't date big girls. And you stick to your preference, like, I don't date big girls.
I'm more of a spiritual person. I look on what's on the inside. Right. But the one thing for me is if a girl is, I don't judge, you know, I just have to say that again. If she's buffer than me.
And I'm going to say this, guys, never hit a woman. You must never, ever, 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 ever hit a woman. Even if she deserves, if she deserves it, then it's a different story. There's a video of this other lady who was on like a train in America. It's on one of their subways, and she was busy harassing this guy, busy all up in his face, busy pushing him around and whatnot. And you know what? The man really tried to keep his cool. Eh? He really tried not to scream. He really tried not to do anything. And then she hit him. Ah, dog. After that first hit, it was late. It was late. The man just turned and just hit her one slap to the face, bruh. Apparently, the slap was so bad, she had to go to hospital. So, look, man. I feel like never hit a woman, ne? But as a woman, ne? If you're gonna throw hands, ne? Be ready to catch some too.
For me, it's two things. It's like she can't, like, okay, I'm fine with if a girl cheats and she shows development, but once you buffer, it's ish.
Buffer, like she looks bigger than you, like she has muscle.
Okay, not even bigger than me. Once you have a bicep and a tricep. And
that's shallow.
In the 8-pack there.
That's shallow.
Right?
No, I mean, like, I'm serious. Like, once you can fight, like, if you're stronger than me, I know, yeah, it's not good. But once...
Okay, I can understand the strength part, but now physically looking buff, is that an issue?
No, looking like in fit, being in shape, there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm saying I'm threatened.
We're not breaking up.
Marshall has gone, so let me go, and then Malvin will go after me. Malvin, this is over to you, Doug. Give number one, because I know number one is mutual between the both of us.
Now let me say, you know what? I'm gonna say it and run away. Gold teeth, guys. Gold teeth. Now. Gold teeth. Silver teeth. Now. Have you noticed the people that have these things, guys? The people that have gold teeth, silver teeth. Guys, those people are problematic. Let me just tell you. It's hectic. Hey.
No, it's a long day.
It's a personal preference, I guess.
Yeah, it's a preference. It's not like if she has a gold tooth, it's done. But like you preferably wouldn't go for someone with a gold tooth, right?
No, man. Mm-mm. Safety first.
And safety first. But okay, let me give my second one. Cheating. Okay, I'm not allowed to say cheating, so let me not go that route. I don't know, man. If we don't have the same religious basis, maybe. If we don't believe in the same thing. Yeah, I'm not a very superficial person, so besides the gold tooth. But yeah. If we don't have the same religion, maybe. And yeah,
it's a very safe answer.
The rest of the things we'll work on based on our religion.
Give us a proper answer, you.
Oh, why do you want answers that aren't safe?
No, I agree. That's my brother. You mentioned the gold teeth thing. Nah, bro, you gotta give us more than that.
So I should. No, but you see, the gold tooth thing was something that, you know, we both talk about. It's like a. Because of a certain situation that happened.
Not to be mentioned.
We're not going to go into it.
I'll go with Raymond on this, the religion thing. If religion isn't the same, it's really tough, honestly. But I'll just say, all girls who have WhatsApp red flag.
You see?
Included.
GB WhatsApp red flag.
GB WhatsApp. I saw this somewhere.
Amen.
Marshall,
and I don't know what it is.
Amen.
Speak on behalf of GB
no,
WhatsApp. Like, Marshall is basically an ambassador.
I think us calling GB WhatsApp is WhatsApp. too professional. We should call this the street WhatsApp. That's the only thing.
Yeah,
that's
what it's WhatsApp.
What's GB WhatsApp, guys?
Let me summarize them. GB WhatsApp. GB WhatsApp with females toxic. But men. Men
don't
use
GB
WhatsApp. It's a WhatsApp. It's like it's an advanced WhatsApp.
What do they use it
so
for?
Like she can pretend to be offline but be online. But it can say you were offline like 5 years ago. You check. And it also sees deleted statuses. What else? You can hide chats. You can customize your
display. It sounds like too much effort to be a clingy boyfriend or girlfriend, honestly.
What do you personally use it for?
Knowing Marshall and the type of person Marshall is, I know Marshall doesn't have GB WhatsApp because of educational reasons. Marshall can see everything. Let's say you post something on your status by mistake, it doesn't go on Marshall's phone. If you send a message by mistake on a group, it does not go on Marshall's phone. Marshall can see when you're online. You can't see when he is online. So it's basically a way to go around all of your female friends for Marshall.
We use GB WhatsApp for educational purposes. All these other assumptions are offside.
We'll give you the benefit of a doubt, bruh. Just a little.
I'm still not buying it.
I'm a good Christian man, guys. You know what I believe in? You should work on yourself first. Work on yourself for 4 years.
Amen.
You understand? There's no time to be talking to women. Women
4 years, gang.
Yeah. You know what it is?
4 years, gang.
Me, I don't
boys are a distraction.
They're alone.
So, y'all know that, like, the matric students are writing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Hectic. I feel like this has been the most confusing year ever. So, first of all, there was, I don't know what happened with the paper two of some maths paper. It was faulty. Some parents were like faking to be students, writing exams for their kids.
How are they even pulling it off?
This is South Africa, Doug.
I really like that statement. This is South Africa. It's hectic. Corruption, my guy. Corrupt. No, but I think you can actually pull it off. All you need is like the ID and if you look like your child, I guess.
Mara, you don't know some of these parents. Some of these parents, they don't know. They don't know. They think they know, but they don't know. There was actually a study done during like the beginning of the year when Corona was like becoming hard. They were actually saying many parents are actually finding it difficult to help their children with their homework during Corona because they simply don't know. Like, they look at their children's books and they're like, here, I don't know, my guy. We weren't taught these things when I was in school. What they're teaching you guys here is utter nonsense. and people are just confusion. And people are just confusion about that.
Corona literally came and messed up everything. But okay. Before we actually, like go into the next slot and everything, mm-hmm. Have any of you guys gotten COVID-19?
No. Well, I don't think so.
None of you?
No.
Okay, no, same. But you see, thing
not
with me,
I
just don't like getting tested for
In other words,
like I swear.
In other words, Raymond could be having a kid and he doesn't want to.
Yeah, no, 100%. Like, I could literally have TB for the last 10 years, but I just don't.
Do you have a fear of hospitals?
Nah, I'm just presuming all black people are like this.
Nah, Raymond has a fear that, you know what, once you get tested and let's say the results come back and they tell you you got this sickness, whatever, you're going to start presenting the symptoms because now you know. He has that fear of, if I don't know, I might.
Yeah.
Once I know, it's late, you know?
I would rather want to know. Like, I remember as a kid, I used to be worried, like, if I had, like, cancer or some nonsense like that. So I'd ask my mom, like, a lot, like, Mom, can I please be taken to go get tested for cancer? Mom, can I please go get... And she'd just look at me like, this boy is crazy. But that was a genuine fear that I used to have.
Okay, before we go into the business segment, like, what advice would you give yourself, your old self?
People don't mean shit. That's my advice to my 12-year-old me. People.
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
People don't mean shit. Legit. Like, considering what I was going through at 12, people don't mean shit. People don't mean shit. People, like, if someone isn't, like someone who's going to impact your future, like your friend, like your closest friend, or like your family, you know, like people who are actually in the heart, people outside of that don't mean shit. Don't mean shit. Whatever they say to you, whatever they do to you, it doesn't matter, dog, because they're only temporary, dog.
So what would you give?
Okay, I can relate. Okay. You're beautiful just the way you are.
Yes.
Sure. Nah, that's facts. Crazy. That's facts. She spoke facts right there. Facts on facts. Proud.
Marshall, too. I don't think you can even say anything better than that. What do you have to say, dog?
For me, bruh, it gets better, bruh. It gets better. It gets a lot better. That's what I have to say for my... Because I was a beast, bruh.
Why are you lying? Why are you lying? I was a ball, bruh. It's not necessary.
I'm serious,
man,
bro.
Man was just a bit chubby in before. Now
he actually like I was no beast.
Yeah, I used to be on my 600-pound life. I was like,
okay, no, but I relate. When you're a fat kid, you feel like you're fat, dog. Like fat doesn't even cut it.
It's the kids around you. You could be a little bit bigger than anyone else around you, but you basically freaking Mark Henry.
Nah, Raymond was always skinny. Relate. You know? I understand.
So
yeah, no. Not really. When I was a baby, that was
my chubby. Oh, when you're a baby. I was also chubby as a baby, so I
did. Must be nice.
Nah, bro, I was like extra baby, chubby. Bro. I was just chubby than the normal kid.
Extra chubby, is that not just were you not fat, really? Please be clear.
No. We don't use the word fat around
here. Oh, okay. Were you not a bit over the normal weight?
What? Me, I was fat. Like,
yeah, but it was like, no. Okay, look, my me, situation, I right? I basically started eating pop when I was like 3 months ago. You know the vibes. Let me give my advice to my 12-year-old self. Okay, I would say the best version of yourself is yourself.
Profound. Okay. Profound.
Bars.
Professor Raymond.
Of course.
I was also going to say that, hey? The profound part.
I think, okay, so I wasn't ever like, okay, when did I become my confident self? Not that long ago. I basically used to go off what everyone else was doing. Now, I really don't care. I'm just... You know,
I personally can, I think, relate to Raymond's situation, Abra. Like, the confidence popped up, like, yeah, not so long ago, you know, to it. Because I was in the same place, bro. You just go with the flow with the go, if that makes sense. But I think for me,
flow with the my 12-year-old,
English, my guy, English.
Flow with the go.
English never loved you.
But if I'd give advice to my 12-year-old self, it would be there is no secrets to success. It is the result of preparation, hard work, and learning from failure. Yeah, that's what I'd say.
Marvin got that from Google.
Yes.
Yep, you read
it. Yeah, I was definitely reading. I just wanted to make sure. Because last time Nash had this, you know, give us 2 words about your life, and Nash came up with some quote. I was like, okay, so you're prepared, eh? It's fine. So yeah, I also came prepared. Go straight into the business segment.
Let me start, because I didn't have any black business to promote last week. And this is... Okay, someone basically asked me to shout out this Mensa. He has a clothing line. Okay. This guy, his clothing line is called what? KX Knight TM. Hey, deep stuff. But I'll basically link it in the description. I went on the website. Everything is sold out, so it means this thing is popping. So we're waiting for the next launch.
No, we're good. Is it... Oh, wait, repeat that. What is it?
KX Knight.
KX Knight. Yeah. Away. For me, yeah, no, I don't have a business shout-out.
Okay. I don't have anything this week. This week I am dry.
Okay. And I'm shouting out yet again my business, black businesses, guys. Marshall's do-rags, wave caps, wave gel, velvet do-rags, silk do-rags, or any color, bro. We have everything. So just hit me up on the socials, Instagram, Twitter, at MarshallXHali. And we'll and free transport. If you can't say, we'll transport it to you for free. So come on.
I just want to say, we're going to charge you for using this business segment to promote your business. Just young 10%. It's not going to hurt.
Nah, he's giving me a free durag. That's what.
In fact, yeah, I know. Marshall should give everyone in the podcast a durag, including Samanda.
Velvet sweat. I know. We'll bring it. We'll bring it over. Come to Gauteng, my brother. We'll deliver.
No, don't do that. Some of us are in the Northwest. You want to catch us as well.
Do you have any black business to promote, Tammy? I don't know, maybe.
Support Marshall's business. Even though he doesn't transport.
Deliver.
Drop your socials there if you got any social links.
Listen. I don't remember my social media name.
We're gonna get you a whole
now we'll drop it in the description below.
Can you end the podcast for us?
What do I say? I know this is pressure.
You need a female voice.
This has been the Pride Podcast.
How do you guys end this? Podcast.
It's hot under this blanket that I'm under, guys. Can you please end?
And thank you for tuning in. This has been the Pride Podcast.